You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find Him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef
at 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
When somebody promises you something, it creates an expectation in you that they're going to keep their promise. Amen. When a father promises that he's going to take his kids out to the movies on Friday night, how many of you know the rest of the week the kids are looking forward to going to the movies on Friday night? It creates an expectation in them. Amen. How many know when you live up north and it's snowing all winter and you're sitting in the house and you can't go outside because you snowed in under 12 feet of snow, and the daddy stands up and says, "Don't worry about it. When all this is over, I'm going to take you to Disney World in Orlando, Florida this summer." How many know that creates an expectation in the kids? Right? Come on, amen. And then all of a sudden, their gloomy day sitting in the snow, snowed in, and the fireplace, sitting around miserable all day. They got something to look forward to because daddy done made a promise to them they're going to go to Disney World this summer. So now they got a reason to be happy because they got a promise. I mean, it's just like that in the kingdom of God. Amen. Why? Because the promise creates expectation. Amen. I mean, when a husband says to his wife, "We're going to go on a date." Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to go on a date. Some of y'all need to look at your wife this morning and say, "We're going to go on a date. Been too long." Creates expectation. But how many of you know when you make a promise and the promise is not fulfilled, the Bible says it makes hope deferred. It makes the heart sick. How many of you get let down when the promise ain't what you thought it was going to be? And you start feeling bad on the inside. "Well, this ain't what I thought it was going to be. This is a whole lot different than what I thought it was going to be." Huh? And the next thing you know, you start telling everybody, "This ain't what I thought it was going to be." I'm reading somebody's mail. I feel the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. In other words, now I've got to learn how to deal with all my emotions because I didn't get what I was expecting I should get. Come on, amen. Huh? Now, how many know sometimes your friend might come on and say, hey, we're going to go to the movies. Maybe a good friend. And in your mind, you paint a picture of what that's going to look like. Oh, I'm going to go to friend with my buddy. I'm going to go to the movies with my buddy. And you done pictured going down to City Place in West Palm Beach, going in that big theater with the IMAX screen, and the chairs that shake, the new release. And they pick you up, man, they take you to the $2 movie. It smells like puke inside, and there's holes in the seats, and the screen's got a big black mark on it. How many of you going to be a little bit let down? Did the friend lie? No, he took you to a movie. Come on, amen. How many of you know sometimes I get a picture going on a date with Kim. I say, Kim, I want to take you on a date. In my mind, that's T-shirt, workout shorts, flip-flops, going down to Duffy's. Come on, somebody. Where I can keep an eye on the game at the same time I'm looking at Kim. In Kim's mind, that's going down to Carrabba's, holding hands across the table with a glass of wine in the middle, looking in each other's eyes and finishing each other's sentences. Come on now. Two entirely different expectations of a date. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because the thing about promises is promises create pictures in our minds. Somebody says something to us and we start painting it up on the canvas of our mind of what it's going to look like. And then when it comes in a different way. Come on, somebody. When they told you they was going to take you on a cruise, you pictured a big old Disney cruise and they took you across on a 28-foot boat and you got seasick. Or a river cruise on a paddle boat. I thought we was going on a cruise. Well, we are. Just paddle harder, baby. Is this helping anybody? Come on, amen. So we picture the promise in our head and we build it up what it's going to look like. And it creates expectation, but when it starts manifesting a different way, it sets us up for disappointment, discouragement, disillusionment. And it rests on us. The next thing we know, we become complainers, critics. Well, this ain't what I thought it was going to be. Pastor Jason, he just lied to me. Come on, somebody. Amen. What happened with Joseph is Joseph had a dream. The dream created a promise in his life. The Lord told him, he said, Joseph, there's a day going to come to pass when all your dreams are going to come true. And Joseph immediately put that up in his mind, what it was going to look like. Come on, amen. He went down to see his brothers and he put on the big coat. He rode up in there on a camel like he was the head honcho. Because he knew one day all them guys was going to serve him. And he was going to save his family. How many know he did not get the reception that he thought he was going to get? He just thought, they go, oh, look, there's Joseph, our brother who has the dreams. He's going to save us. And, oh, thank God for Joseph. How many know when he got there, they yanked him off the camel and threw him in a pit. That was not even on Joseph's radar. I mean, he thought he might get a little bit of blowback from, you know, Judah or somebody. But he could deal with it because, after all, I'm Joseph. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. So here's the question or the problem. It's what do you do when what I'm looking at don't look like what I expected? How do I deal with that? And what I'm looking at is really causing me some problems. It's really causing me some discouragement. What do I do when I thought I had a promise, but now I'm laying in the middle of a prison? How do I deal with that conflict? Come on, amen. Listen to me. The distance between the promise and the manifestation of the promise for every individual in this room this morning is called the danger zone. That is the place where you are susceptible for the enemy to take you off, to destroy your destiny. Between the promise and the manifestation of the promise, that's where everybody quits. That's where everybody gives up. That's where everybody starts complaining. Come on, is this helping anybody? Amen. And the greater the distance between the promise and the manifestation of the promise, the longer the period of time between the promise and the manifestation of the promise, the greater the frustration, the greater the disappointment, and the greater the disillusionment. And it becomes our mainstay. We don't even know how to worship God anymore because we're so frustrated. Things ain't working out the way we thought they would. The way we pictured it in our minds. Huh? It's in that gap that the enemy of your life comes and sits on your shoulder and starts whispering, I told you it was going to be like this. You can't trust them. They don't know what they're doing. Are you even thinking? Come on, somebody. How many know what I'm talking about? Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. It's in the gap where he comes and says, I can't trust God. I can't trust those people. You're not in the right place. It's in the gap that that voice brings an accusation against God in your life. That's the place of your vulnerability. That's why you got to stir up your faith. I've seen more Christians. I've been doing this so long. I've seen so many Christians that come in with an anointing on their life. 3 or 4 years down the road, they're taken out. And they never fulfill their destiny. Never. And not only do they not fulfill their destiny, they blame everybody else for it.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
Everybody say the accuser. How many of you know when the enemy accuses God, what's he doing? He's saying God ain't never going to live up to his promise for you. You can't really trust God like that. God's not going to do that for you. Come on, amen. What he's trying to do is he's trying to get you to believe that God's not going to keep his promise of your life. And he gets you to focus on the circumstances of your life so you don't believe God for the promise of your life. When God is using the circumstances of your life to prepare you for the promise. And all the while, the promise is coming. Come on, help me, somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He accuses God of being deficient. He accuses you of being deficient. He accuses you of not being adequately supplied to finish the journey. Causes you to lose hope. Come on, huh? And he brings accusation to God. That's what began in the garden. Really, that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. Come on, amen. I mean, that's really what Satan was doing to Eve. He come up to Eve and he started accusing God to Eve. Did God really say that? He just doesn't want you to be like him. God's using you in this garden. God don't care about you. He's manipulating you. He don't want you to know what he knows. Go ahead, eat it. He played on her emotions and got her to believe God was not who he said he was. Amen. And he was creating something in her mind that made her feel like I'm missing something. Something in my life ain't right. I'm missing something. And when he did that, there came this gap. Come on, huh? And in the gap, we begin to question. In the gap, we begin to doubt. In the gap, we get afraid. In the gap, most Christians, that's where they lose their way. Is in the middle of the gap. Come on, amen? So the question this morning is, how do we deal with the gap? How do we handle that? How do we deal with it, amen? How many know every promise made is only as good as the person who made the promise? Every promise that you receive is only as good as the person who made the promise, amen? Come on, get honest with me. Y'all believe that, right? How many of you got that family member all the time? They tell you all the time. They make you the promise, and they made promises to you for 20 years, and they ask you for a favor, and you're polite, and you're sweet, and you smile, and you say, "That's great. I look forward to it." And in your mind, you're going, "I heard this before. I've been down this road before." And you're saying, "That ain't never going to happen." "Yeah, oh, that's wonderful. Oh, yeah." And in your mind, you're going, "That ain't happening." Why? Because you know they don't keep their word. Come on, somebody. Amen. "Come on, man. Come on, man. Just let me borrow $100. I'll pay you back Friday." Huh? You ever had that person come in? "I'll pay you back Friday. Just give me $100. I'm good for it." And you hand them the $100 bills, and you look at Benjamin in your hand, and you go, "I ain't never going to see him again." That's gone. Because you know it ain't coming back. Why? Because the promise is only as good as the person who made it. Amen? So here's what happens when we find ourselves in the middle of this gap. The tendency is for the enemy to make an accusation against God's character and say to you, "God is not going to keep His promise. God is not going to keep His word. And here's all the evidence that you need that He's not going to keep His word, because look at all the hell you're going through. Nothing is the way you thought it was going to be. God lied to you." Come on. Listen, I know this is hitting home with some of y'all this morning. How many of you know what I'm talking about this morning? Amen? You need to hear me. God cannot lie. He cannot lie. Come on, somebody. He would have to stop being God in order to tell a lie. God does not lie. He will fulfill every promise over your life. I know it might not sound like it. I know sometimes it don't look like it. I know sometimes you might get low and emotional, but I'm here to guarantee you today that God will keep His word to you. Praise the Lord. Come on, He is not a man that He should lie, nor the son of man that He should repent. He's God all by Himself. Praise the Lord. So Joseph has this great dream. It bursts this thing on the inside of him, this promise. Huh? And this is what Joseph learned. He learned that dreams are inexpensive. Dreams don't cost you nothing. Come on, somebody, amen. It don't cost you anything to have a dream. Dreams come cheap. Huh? Come on now, amen. There's an app out there now you can get on your phone. It'll send you a daily promise. He just opens it up and gives you a promise. How many know that's cheap? We used to have in the 80s, we had the little promise box. You take the lid off, pull the paper out, and you read the daily promise. You go, "Oh, that's nice. I'm blessed and highly favored." Put it back in the box, in the back of the box, and pull another one out the next day. Come on, somebody. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen? That don't cost us nothing. That's cheap. That comes free. Until the minute that you take that promise into your heart and you put an expectation on it, then there's a cost associated with the promise. Come on now, huh? At that moment, you begin the journey. I'm on my way to my promise. And that journey is going to take you somewhere. It's going to take you to the promised land. It's either going to take you to the joy of the fulfillment of the promise, or it's going to take you to a dropping off point where you give up and say, "I can't get it." And then you become discouraged with God. Come on, huh? And those of you that drop out, you're just going to spend the rest of your days trying to nurse your disappointment and wonder what could have been. Listen, there are no rewards for the unfaithful. Now, I'm going to try that again. There are no rewards for the unfaithful. If you want the reward of the promise in your life, then it takes faithfulness. If you want the reward in your marriage, then it takes faithfulness. If you want the reward in your business, then it takes faithfulness. There's no rewards for the unfaithful. Anybody can quit. Anybody can give up. Most people do. But it's the faithful that get the promise. Listen, there are people in this room this morning. The issue is not, do they love God? They love God with all their heart. I believe that. I believe everybody in here loves God this morning. And most people that really truly do love God, those people are going to go to heaven. I believe that with all my heart. The problem is they haven't seen the manifestation of the things that they were believing for, that they were promised, and they don't know how to get their expectation back up because they've been so disappointed, so they just hobble along through life. Yeah, they love God. Yeah, they're going for heaven, but they can't be blessed. Because when the trial came, they failed the trial. They don't know how to get busy. Listen, I'm telling you, if you're going to make it to where God's taking you, you got to get up and get busy. You can't lay back and relax and recline and wait for it all to come to you. You got to take a step of faith and you got to take it to it. You got to get busy. Come on, somebody shout, get up and get busy. We get to the place sometimes where our tears wear us down and our disappointment wears us out. And we become content to live with less than what God promised. Because we get weary in the battle. But I come to tell somebody this morning, you're not to lower your living to the level of your circumstances. You're to raise your level of faith to the promise of God in your life. Get up and get busy with what God's got for you. Get up and get in faith, because God does not lie. His promises are yes and amen. Somebody shout, get up. Get busy. Come on, the devil is a lie. The deception of this life is to keep you from performing what God's called you to perform, because when God gets you to a place where you get busy, there's a reward attached to it. It don't have anything to do with you being a Christian. It has to do with you being successful. We got a lot of people saved, but they're not successful. We got a lot of people going to heaven, but they're not successful. God wants to make you a success. And the only way to get there is to get up and get busy. Praise the Lord. Is this all right? Can I keep going? The scripture says, until that time, his word came to pass. Notice in that scripture, his is not capitalized. He's talking about Joseph there, little h. In other words, until Joseph's dream came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. Everybody say tested. Number one, that's it. Number one, tested. Everybody say tested. You say it this way, the word of the Lord proved him. Are you really going to fall back on the word? Or are you going to fall back on you? Most people, when they go through a trial, they fall back on their own understanding. They don't fall back on the word of God, because half the time they don't read the word of God. A lot of people in the church, they're saved. The only word of God they get is what they get on Sunday morning. They're not in their word. They're not praying. They're not seeking God in their prayer closet every day. And then when all hell breaks loose in their life, they're going, why did you abandon me, God? And God said, where have you been? I didn't see you since last Sunday. Come on, I'm not trying to step on your toes. I'm trying to help you. Look at your neighbor and say, pastor's trying to help me. Said it proved him. Tested him. I mean, when a testing comes, it separates you from everything that you need, that you think you need in your life. When a testing comes, it causes you to either lean on God or lean on your own thinking. Can't do both.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines.
Dominion over every power and principality.